This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى فرقان مجيد وفرقان حميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به وأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير هدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jumu'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in Jannat Firdaws al-A'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba, ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brothers and sisters, in this last few weeks, in this community in itself, there's been many deaths. And subhanAllah, every time there's a death that takes place, every time we pray Salatul Janazah here, every time we go to the graveyard, what happens is that this should be a moment for reflection, a moment to come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a wake-up call, a reminder for all of us. Unfortunately, what is happening is that for many of us, we are becoming desensitized. We have seen janazah after janazah, and now these janazahs are no longer serving as a reflection for us. They're not serving as a wake-up call for us. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this life. And there is no, we all know our date of birth, but there is not a single person here who knows their date of death. Subhanallah, we find at the graveyard, you have one person who is sitting all by themselves, no health conditions, and then one issue, and that was the end of their life. Then you have a 26-year-old young man from our own community. A cancer started in his knees, and that became the cause of his death. It spread throughout his entire body. Then you have another sister that's there, and all these stories you hear over and over again, they're completely fine. One headache, they went to the hospital, and that led to another issue, and that was the cause of their death. Brothers and sisters, many of us can begin to believe, or begin to think, I would say, that when is the time of our death? We are starting to think that what is that time when we will leave this dunya? But at the same time, while we're thinking about when we're going to leave this dunya, rather what we should be thinking about is, what have I done for the akhirah? What have I done for that time of death? And more importantly, have I done enough that I am ready to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and will I have a husn khatimah? That is a question we need to ask ourselves. Because what we do in this dunya dictates how we depart from this dunya. What we do in our life, if we live a righteous life, yes, we're human beings. Yes, we will slip up. Yes, we will commit sins. But what we do overall in our life dictates our ending in this life. And what happens at the ending of this life dictates what happens in the grave. And what happens in the grave will dictate what will happen for the rest of our journey in the akhirah. That is why, brothers and sisters, when we talk about death, we should not be worried about when we're going to go from this dunya, because this is beyond our control. We learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we should only be focused on the things that are within our control and not beyond our control. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "When is the day of judgment?" Now, this is something that is beyond our control. Only Allah knows when is the day of judgment. Inna Allah indahu ilmus sa'ah. Only Allah knows. Not even Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam knows when is the day of judgment. So when this man is asking the Prophet alaihi wasallam, he's telling him that instead of you worrying about something that is beyond your control, why don't you focus on something that is within your control? And that is, have you prepared for that akhirah? Have you prepared for that day of judgment? Likewise, we ask ourselves, when is our day when we will leave this dunya? That is beyond our control. Rather, we should be focusing on, am I ready to leave this dunya? And number two, more importantly, what can I do in this dunya to ensure a husnul khatima, a good ending? I want to leave this dunya on a good note. You know, subhanAllah, you look at sports athletes, they always talk about going into the sunset with a championship. They always talk about, I want to retire at a time when I'm at the top of the world. You see people who always want to talk about retiring on a good note. Likewise, we should always think about, I want to go from this dunya at a time when I am at a very high level of my spirituality, my iman. I want to leave this dunya at a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most pleased with me, and I want a husn khatima. So the question is that are we doing enough to ensure that husn khatima? This is what I want to talk about today in my khutbah. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, is may Allah grant all of us a husn khatima. Because wallahi, we don't realize, brothers and sisters, that the husn khatima requires a lot of hard work on our end. And that is the time of death, when we are about to leave this world. And it could happen at any time, while we are in our weakest time, the most vulnerable time, We're going through a lot of pain at that time. That is the time that Shaitan comes with his full might. Think about, you are the most weakest in that situation, and Shaitan is trying all his might. Shaitan is in the driver's seat. Shaitan has an advantage over here, and he's trying to deviate this person at the most crucial time in their life, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, there are different tests in our life, but this test at the time of our death to ensure that we remain steadfast upon our deen is wallahi the most important test. Yes, the most important test of the akhirah is in the qabr, in the grave, when we ask those three questions. But when we leave this dunya, when we are weak and Shaitan is using his power and his strength, that is the most crucial time in our life. And we have to ensure that we do whatever we can to remain steadfast, and we have a husn khatima. First of all is, we all know that in the Quran, Shaitan has made a promise. He has taken an oath that he will deviate and he will do everything that he can to deviate mankind. Generally in life, Shaitan will always try to come and deviate us. Even subhanAllah, there are times when Shaitan will try to even come and put something good in our mind, but he never has the sincerity or the care for us. Why? Because of our father. He believes that it was because of our father, Adam alayhi salam, because of whom he was dismissed from Jannah. And now in order to get even with Adam alayhi salam, he has made us, the children of Adam, his primary target. He has made an oath to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لَا أُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He has sworn upon Allah, فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. And then he says what to Allah? ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. I will sit on their right side, their left side, in front of them, behind them. I will attack them 24/7. Brothers and sisters, we are a target for Shaitan. We don't realize this. We go about our life, but we have to understand that Shaitan never cares for us, and he wants us to fail miserably. But not only that, but especially at the time of our death. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, it is mentioned about him. First of all is, when you say the word Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh, what a great scholar, what a great imam. Someone that so many people learn from him. Until today, there are so many thousands and millions of people who are following the understanding, and they are following the methodology and the madhab of Imam Ahmad Hanbal rahmatullahi alayh. A man and his spirituality, imagine his spirituality. Many of us do not even get even close to him, but look at his understanding and look at his awareness. At the time of his death, his son is saying that my father is losing his consciousness and then he's regaining his consciousness. He's saying that right there, my father's head is in my lap. And that time, he says, I had a piece of cloth. I was ready for him that whenever he would die, I would make sure that I close his eyelids, I close his jaw, and I make sure that I tie his beard. He says that at that time, there were times when he would say, no, no, no. Now imagine if there's a person at the time of their death and they keep on saying, no, no, no. Any person there will become confused of what's going on. So this happened not once, but three times. Three times. After that, when Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi was able to regain his consciousness and he was able to communicate with his son said, Ya Baba, why? What is this that you did? This is something that I've never seen you doing. No, no, no. And you did this not once, but three times. He said that at this time, Shaitan is coming to me over and over again. And he's trying to deceive me at this time. And what is he telling Imam Ahmad? He says, Ahmad, you have escaped my grip. You have escaped my grip. And he's telling Shaitan, no, I have not escaped your grip yet. Till the time comes that I do not actually depart from this dunya, I have not escaped your grip. And he keeps on saying, no, no, no. That this is the time when Shaitan comes and he tries his might to deceive people. Imam Al-Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi, a very well-known scholar who has written one of the most prolific tafsir in the Islamic library, Tafsir Al-Qurtubi. He says about his teacher, he talks about his teacher who went. So this teacher of Imam Al-Qurtubi is telling his student that I went to my teacher's brother. Okay? So the teacher is telling his student that I went to my teacher's brother. And at that time, something similar happened at that time too. The people came to him. He's at the end of his life. And he's saying, and their people are telling him, that say La ilaha illallah. And they're just reciting La ilaha illallah. As we all know, it's part of our deen that when someone is in that situation, you should not try to force them to recite La ilaha illallah, but rather the people around them, they do what we call in Arabic talqeen. That you keep on saying La ilaha illallah, Ashhadu an La ilaha illallah. The person listening, inshallah hearing, he will also recite La ilaha illallah. You should not be forcing anyone. So people came to him and they're reciting La ilaha illallah. Now imagine a great scholar, a great sheikh. People are just reciting La ilaha illallah around him. And what is he saying in response? He's saying no, no, no. Now imagine, you might be thinking that people are telling him La ilaha illallah and he's saying no to La ilaha illallah. After that, he was again to regain his consciousness. And the people came to him and they said that we were scared. We're saying La ilaha illallah and you're saying no, no, no. He said, no, that's not what I was trying to do. He said, at that time, I had one shaitan on my right and one shaitan on my left. And they both are telling me, denounce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Denounce Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will reach success. And at that time, he's trying to block out all the distraction. He's trying to block out shaitan at that most crucial time in his life. And he's saying, no, no, no. Brothers and sisters, what we have to realize is that how we spend our life, if we follow shaitan in our life, we follow every single desire in our life, then at that time shaitan will come. And because we listen to shaitan over and over again, at that time he will become overpowering and he can misguide us. We can live a life as a Muslim. We can live our life as a Muslim. But if we fall into the trap of shaitan and we don't experience a husnul khatima, we can be doing every good in this dunya, but we could leave this dunya on a bad note. And that wrong and that bad ending, that bad departure from this dunya, that evil departure from this dunya can lead us to the fire of Jahannam. So the question is that what can we do and what can we stay away from? What can we stay away from? So that we do not have a bad ending. The very first thing that we can do in order to ensure that we do not have a bad ending or a su'ul khatima is to ensure that number one, when it comes to our aqidah has to be straight with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he was given a letter by a student of his. And his student says, you have taught many things. Can you just give me just few advices? Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi gave him four advices. The very first advice, I'm not going to go into all four advices, but the very first advice that he gave him is that you have to make sure your aqidah is in the right place. Why? Because if our aqidah is flawed, then we might be doing so much good, but there is no benefit to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Kahf, قُلْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, that tell these people, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا, should I tell you who's in the worst situation when it comes to good deeds? He says, Allah Jalla wa'ala, أَلَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعًا. They have done a lot, but all the good they're doing is gone to waste. And they think that they are doing a lot. And so the ulama, they say that usually this happens with a person who has a flawed mentality or flawed aqidah when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when it comes to our aqidah, if our aqidah is not correct, wallahi, it will lead us to do the wrong things. It starts off with a wrong belief and then it leads to wrong actions, and wrong actions lead to a su'ul khatima. So this is the very first thing. Number two is, the things that can lead us to a terrible ending is persistence in sinning. You see, I did not say just sinning. Sinning is one thing, but one is to be persistent in sinning. You sin and you sin and you sin. This is the problem. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us, the problem is not a person commits a sin. He says, "Kullu bani Adam khata'un." Every single human being, they commit sins. But the best amongst those are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not the sin that's the issue, it's the persistence in the sinning. We commit a sin, instead of coming closer to Allah, instead of backing it up with something that is good, we continue to persist in that sin. And what happens is, when we persist in a sin, that sin becomes our habit. And then it's the habit that is in control, and then we become enslaved. We become a slave of that habit. The nafs says, "I need this sin." And we say, "Labbaik," and we go behind that sin. We have no more control over ourselves. If this is the situation, imagine you're committing that sin, and that is the time that your death comes, and you're leaving this dunya while committing a sin. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But this is the problem when we begin to persist in sinning. It does not matter if it's day or night, and whatever it may be, we will keep on committing that sin. So that is why, brothers and sisters, when we commit a sin, then that is a time we turn back to Allah. No one needs to know the sin that we have committed. There is no need to share that sin with others, but we need to share and we need to confess to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and own up to our mistake and our sin. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. The third thing, as I referred to this earlier on, but the third thing that can lead us to a su'ul khatima, a bad ending, an evil departure from this dunya, is that we follow every single desire. There are two things right now today, brothers and sisters, that is leading our ummah astray. Number one is ash-shahawat, desires. Number two is ash-shubahat, doubts. Doubts and desires right now are the two biggest issues. If you look at every single sin that is being committed right now, for the most part, they will fall into one of these two categories, shahwat and shubahat. When a person becomes enslaved once again to their desires, then there is no ending and they will do whatever they can. And the thing about shahwat is, brothers and sisters, is that you will commit a sin and then you feel that, okay, this is just one sin, but that sin leads to another sin. Because a person gets bored with that one sin, so they feel like that now I need to do something more than just doing this one sin. So that is why that one sin leads to another sin, and then it becomes a snowball situation. So that is why these are three things that we need to keep in mind, three things that can lead us to a su'ul khatima. Now the next question is there anything that we can do to make sure that we have a husnul khatima? The answer is yes. Few things quickly I want to share with you. Number one is being consistent with our deen. Yes, we have sinned. You turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you keep on going. Yes, we're human beings. But as long as overall we live a religious life, an Islamic life, there's Islam in our life when it comes to our family. There's Islam in our life when it comes to our ibadat. There's Islam in our family when it comes to money matters. Today, subhanAllah, we pick and choose in our deen. This is not consistency. There might be people who are praying salat, but their ibadah, but their akhlaq is terrible. Their ma'amalat is terrible. There are some people who might be doing good business, ethical business, but they don't pray salat, they don't read Quran and so forth. Our deen is an entire package. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. When a person says that my Rabb is Allah, and they're consistent with that claim, one is to make a claim, but then you back up that claim that my Rabb is Allah with actions. This is the key thing. Allah says at the time of their death, angels will come down to give them the glad tidings. That is a sign of husn khatima. So number one is being consistent in our deen. Number two is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah here does not mean subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Yes, this is one part of dhikr. But dhikr overall means that living by the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, doing things that remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine, subhanallah, a person who reads the dua at every single moment in their life? When they're wearing clothes, they're reading the dua. When they're getting to the car, they're reading dua. This is all dhikr. When they get off their car, there's a dua. When they eat, there's a dua. When they finish eating, when they enter the house, when they leave the house, when they enter the restroom, they come out of the restroom. When they go to meet someone, they see someone who had a baby in their family, there are du'as, so many du'as. Think about it, you're reading du'as day and night. And subhanAllah, during that time, while our tongue is moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is a time that death comes, that will be on our tongue at the time of our death. If Allah and Allah is on our tongue, that at the time of our death, Allah and Allah will be on our tongue. But if dunya and sinning and all these things is on our tongue, no matter how much we will say, at the time of my death, I will say, La ilaha illallah. When the time of death comes, who knows what situation? That is why we need to ensure our tongues should always be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among the dhakirun. The third thing that we need to do is continuous repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Think about this, brothers and sisters. Imagine a person just made tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person made sincere tawbah, sincere repentance, and then right after that, their death came. Their sins are much less compared to a person who never takes our time to make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want our slate. We want to have less sins as much as we can. And the only way that can happen is we continuously repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is extremely important. Every day, take some time, repent to Allah. We know the sins that we are committing. Let's repent to Allah. And that is why, because in that situation, if the death comes to us and we have just repented to Allah, or we are continuously repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we are remorseful over our sins, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will look at that heart and He will look at our niyyah and He will forgive us inshallah as a result. The last thing which is extremely important in order to ensure that we have a husn khatima is that we fulfill other people's rights. Wallahi, this is one of the biggest crises right now of our Muslim community. Many of us think our deen is what? Going to the masjid, reading Quran, giving sadaqah, going for umrah. This is what our deen is. And wallahi, we see so much dhulm happening in the Muslim community. Just last week at the same time, I was standing here on the minbar and I shared with you the khutbah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of Arafah. And he made sure that he highlighted this, that there should be no dhulm from anyone towards anyone. But yet today we see in our community how much dhulm is taking place. And what's shocking is that there is a lot of dhulm taking place within the religious sector of our community. What kind of a deen is this? That I can do whatever I want. When it comes to our matters of our deen and our ibadat, I will do so much. But when it comes to people, when it comes to their rights, I don't care about people's rights. This is not deen, brothers and sisters. We know about that woman who used to pray salat and do ibadat all day long. But because of her tongue, because of her su'ul akhlaq, because of her bad character, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this would lead her to the fire of Jahannam. So there is not an explicit hadith, but they are ulama who say that a person who does continuous dhulm towards other people, that dhulm will catch up to them at the time of their death. So this is the key thing, is we make sure that yes, we're human beings. We may violate someone else's rights, but we make sure that we try to do our best to ensure that even if I've hurt someone, I go back to them, I seek forgiveness, and I make sure that my ma'amalat, my dealings with everyone else is fair in this dunya. If I have wronged anyone, just remember, brothers and sisters, you may have got away in this dunya, or we may have got away, but wallahi, no one will escape the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi, no one will escape the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, wallahi, we treat people, why? Because I'm in the position of power. We don't realize that there is another one who has more power than us. Keep that in mind at all times. When you do dhulm against someone because you think that you have authority, there is one who has a greater authority over us, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He makes us from amongst those who will have a husn khatima, and may Allah protect us from a su'ul khatima. Amin rabbil alamin. Barakallahu lana wa lakum fil Qur'an azim wa nafa'ana wa iyyakum bi dhikri al-hakim. Astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa li sa'il muslimin fastaghfiru innahu al-ghafur rahim. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد إن شاء الله in this last portion I just want to go through just three du'as that we have learned from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم to ensure a husn khatima. The very first one is that this is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-hadami wa a'udhu bika min al-taraddi wa a'udhu bika min al-gharaqi wal haraqi wal harami wa a'udhu bika an yatakhabbatani ash-shaytanu 'inda al-maut wa a'udhu bika an amuta fi sabilika mudbira wa a'udhu bika an amuta ladigha. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will make this dua that ya Allah, I seek refuge in you from being crushed. I seek refuge in you, ya Allah, from falling from a height, or drowning, or being burnt. Or I seek refuge in you from becoming deceived and shaitan gaining control over me and confusing me at the time of my death. And ya Allah, I seek refuge in you, lest that I die having turning my back while fighting for your sake. And I seek refuge in you, lest I die of a venomous sting or a bite. So this is a dua of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once again, you see in this dua that the Prophet ﷺ is making dua that to protect him from the control and the grip of shaitan at the time of our death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Another dua of the Prophet ﷺ, Allahumma ja'al khayra zamani akhira wa khayra amali khawatima wa khayra ayyami yawma alqaq. Ya Allah, let the best of my lifetime be the end of my lifetime, and let the best deed be that which is the end at the time of my death, and let the best of my days are the days when I meet you, ya Allah. And the third dua of the Prophet ﷺ, or dua that we have learned, is Allahumma. If you cannot memorize any of these duas, one dua that we can recite every single day, a very simple dua: Allahumma inni as'aluka husnal khatima. Simple. Ya Allah, I ask you for a good ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us a good ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us, make us successful in this dunya, successful in the akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our graves a garden of paradise. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our last a'mal, our best a'mal. And may Allah take us at a time when He is most pleased with us. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصرنا على من خالفنا واحفظ بلادنا وأصلح أولادنا واشف مرضانا وعاف مبتلانا وارحم موتانا وخذ بأيدينا إلى كل خير وعاصمنا من كل شر واحفظنا من كل ضير اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بين وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون بعلينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماء معنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما حيتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع من قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب آمين رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون أقم الصلاة. Straight lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the back crew rooms, please come inside. If someone can please open the back room door behind on the right side in the back there. And let the brothers please come inside.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas salati, hayya 'alal falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salam. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
So welcome to Sadr Khalal. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa Iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصirاط المستقيم. صirاط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرحمن الرحيم. مالك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله